What's up? It's Draymond Green, back for my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast, The Draymond Green Show. Unfiltered takes, real hoop talk, and big-time guests. There's no holding back on the court or on the mic. Follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, as we predicted yesterday, and not a huge surprise, unfortunate, but it is what it is. Kind of a lethargic Red Wing game last night. Had Gator flipping around, and you eventually ended up on
all right.
Curious Case of Benjamin Button, which evokes some emotion in our guy Scott here.
A lot.
That's okay. Well, it's quite all right, my friend. We all have that movie that hits us at a moment in time where you get a little teary-eyed, and for you, it's the first 5 minutes of Curious Case of Benjamin Button.
It's the whole damn movie, but the first I found out 5 minutes into it.
Did you enjoy it? If the whole movie hits you that way, is it enjoyable?
Because it makes you think. You start to question, well, why am I reacting like this? And then you start to dissect what's going on, and really enjoyed the concept of the movie of a guy who ages backwards. I think it's wildly interesting.
Okay, cool.
You know,
hey, for me,
seeing a 13-year-old kid start to experience dementia. You know, it's weird. Start the world as a baby, and the world as a baby. I mean, it's weird.
Yeah.
Great. That was really, really inventive way to look at things.
But yeah, 3-0 game in Boston.
No, that didn't help.
Did you see Casper take the puck off the face mask, off the shield?
I did not.
The puck goes into the corner, and it I don't know who it was for Boston, just turned to flip it out of the zone. Directly into Casper's shield. This was probably late second period, I think.
To get under the shield? Into
no,
the face,
it hit him. It hit him square. I went back and watched it. I rewound. It hit him square in the shield. He goes down like a ton of bricks. But it was just this weird moment in the game. Something caught my eye, and it didn't really. I don't think they even mentioned it. They might have, because after I reversed it, then I fast forwarded it to catch up with real time. So they might have mentioned it at some point in the interim, but yeah, he took a puck right off the shield and went down. And so at first you didn't know if it, you know, hit him in the exposed part of the face, which, I mean, hockey, was Sherratt a couple nights ago got the Panther defenseman in the face with a stick? I don't know why they just don't do full cages, I guess. Or full bubbles.
Well, right. Or there's a lot of things I don't understand with hockey, with the players. And with the sport itself, like if everybody's got these shields and then you're still allowing fighting in hockey, mm-hmm. Let them take the damn helmets off.
Right.
Don't penalize them further because they're taking their helmet off so that they're protecting the hands of their fellow, players.
Yeah. No, let me break my hand. I guess it's concussions. They don't want people to get concussions. They'd rather have them break their hands on helmets.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. 248-539-9797. Did some Piston talk with... Wonder if Giannis might be moving towards available with the most recent blow up with the fans last night. He gave the fans a thumbs down. He actively booed them. You could hear him on camera booing the fans after he had an and one. The Michael Porter Jr. rumors are picking up steam as we're moving in on, 3 weeks away from the NBA trade deadline. Pistons with some much needed time off, back in action tomorrow against Phoenix. Michigan State pulled away and hid from Indiana last night in what was an otherwise tightly contested game. But in the end, they just made it look easy with the way that they finished that game, winning by 20. I think it was like 53-53, and they won 81-60. I have to see the maybe it was 51-51.
It was something like that. I saw at one point it was like 55-53 Michigan State, and knowing that Michigan State won it 81-60, like they scored 7 the rest of the way, and Michigan State just took over. Yeah, it was great game from Fears. Yeah, with 26 and 25 and 10 assists, and I think it was Carson Cooper had like 16 and 10, and they were. The team can get after it. It's a good basketball team where different guys step up each night, but it would certainly make you feel better if one guy every night was there, and Fears can be that guy.
With 13-11 to go in the ball game, they were tied at 51. Indiana scored 9 points the rest of the way.
Oh.
All right, so one of the surprising developments yesterday was Mike Tomlin stepping down as the head coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers. And look, his struggles in the postseason have been well documented. We kind of talked about it a little bit earlier. I would say, Scott, that he is a guy that I had nothing but respect for. I had envy of the fan base and the team and the organization that had him. From afar, I just felt like he was everything you want in a coach. And I think everybody's got a guy like that in sports. I'm not a Steeler fan, and I don't even actively root for them. But I just had nothing but respect.
It's Draymond Green kicking off my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast. And trust me, I'm not holding back. Listen to the Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Respect for Mike Tomlin. I love Mike Tomlin. But with no affiliation to the Pittsburgh Steelers. Like none. But who in sports currently do you look at and just have nothing but admiration for? Plays for another team. You're not a fan of that team. You don't even really root for that team. But it's like, that guy is awesome. Does it the right way. It could be a player, it could be a coach, it could be a general manager. Who in sports is your Tomlin? Because for me, Tomlin's my Tomlin.
Tomlin's your Tomlin.
He's the guy that I felt like, you know, was what you want in a head coach, and I love the guy. But I never once sat down and said, all right, I'm going to watch the Steelers and I'm going to watch Tomlin coach. I watched Steeler games, but it wasn't like appointment viewing, but every time I saw him, I loved him.
Yeah, Vrabel might be that guy.
Yeah.
He's just a great coach. I'm really warming up to Cignetti.
Yeah.
Because what he's done in Indiana in 2 years, and he hasn't done it by having, you know, a roster chock full of five-star recruits, although get ready, because that might happen in the future. But
sure.
Until that happens, what he's done in two seasons is incredible with whatever it is now, a 26-27-2 record in 2 years, and now he's playing for a national championship.
Cignetti's a good call. Cignetti is interesting in that when he first popped on the scene, shot off his mouth, which can rub fans the wrong way, but and it seemed ultra cocky, the Google me line, which when you back it up, man.
Yeah, it comes off that way, and then now I'm looking back at it, and I'm like, I don't necessarily know if he was a jerk or a canoe about it. I think that's just part of his it's confidence rather than being an arrogant ass. You know what I mean? Like, it might be something different there. Like, there's more to it than just a one-liner of Google me. I mean, he says it with sheer confidence and not like, I don't know if it's boastfulness necessarily, even though it kind of is. I think that's kind of why I'm leaning towards liking the guy a lot.
Is that right?
Yeah, because it's more confidence than it is cockiness.
248-539-9797. Who would be on your list of guys that you just have always couldn't help but you're like, I love that dude. I think that guy's awesome, even though you had no rooting affiliation with that team. Because Tomlin was number one for me.
You know what else is for me? Hockey coach John Cooper.
Oh, really?
With Tampa. I just think he does things the way you should do things. Mm-hmm. He gets the most out of his team. You know, he's been to the Stanley Cup Finals a number of times. He won the Stanley Cup. And it doesn't seem like there's a whole lot of noise coming out of there of, like, hockey players upset with how things have gone. Coaches in the NHL, it's almost like they have a shelf life. Like, you can't – if you're successful, it's a short shelf life. Maybe it works for a few years, then you got to move on to the next team. Like, Mike Keenan was always moving on to the next team.
Right.
We've seen it here in Detroit. Mike Babcock was moving on to the next team. And there are plenty of other guys, Ken Hitchcock and other guys in the league that have done that. But John Cooper stayed. He's been there for a long, long time now, and he's built up this great reputation. He seems like a great guy. You know, and coaches off of his tree have gotten head coaching gigs elsewhere, and it hasn't worked out for those guys. But darn it, he's got the tree that people are willing to try to pluck from.
Who you got, people? 248-539-9797. We'll talk to you next. 97.1.
What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. Two new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back, we're better, let's get it.